morning, everyone. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our National Youth Servitude Training for 2015. This is our opening ceremony. Let's sing hymn number 420. Please have a seat. I think most of you know me, but for those who don't, my name is Samuel. Originally, this opening ceremony was supposed to be led by our brother Richard, but he is unfortunately, I think, sick with a fever. So let's please keep him in our prayers. So we thank God that we are beginning our National Youth Servitude Training. This is a training we have every 2 years for our youth ministry coordinators and leaders, or potential ones. Right? I remember 12 years ago, that's when I attended a seminar very similar. It's basically the same thing, but the title has changed. It used to be called National Youth Leadership Training. So 12 years ago, that was held in Irvine. I was a junior that year in college, and I was also, I think it was held in, was it November or October or something, and I remember that's right in the middle of a semester, so thankfully, though, things just cleared up, and we could attend this four-day event without missing too much from classes. And for me, that was a very good seminar, in particular because that training, I remember that particular training, we were talking about the True Jesus Church and also a little touching upon our history. And for me, growing up in the church up until that point in time, you know, I had gone through religious education. I had gone through many spiritual convocations, some NYTSs, etc. But for me, that particular training, it really, I think, made me whole in the sense that I learned what my identity really is in the Lord Jesus Christ, primarily, but also as a member of the True Jesus Church. All right. Church of the End Times. I really understood, it kind of gave me, and I'm sure a lot of the attendants, like a bird's eye view of kind of God's whole plan in salvation. You know, starting all the way from the Old Testament and then extending onward now into our current era, right? The last days. So, our theme this time is a little bit different. Our theme this time is talking about sojourner in a foreign land. But it still does touch upon identity. I think that's something that happens to be in common this time and 12 years ago when I attended. It's not always like that, right? But I hope that through these next few days, this theme can be something that we internalize, if not already, and live out when we go back to our respective churches, so that not only can our own relationship with God and service to God be something that is pleasing to God, but also it will influence the youths that we influence that are around us. Okay. For everyone who's sitting here, you are here because your church council has nominated you. Right? This is not an open training. Your church, I'm pretty sure all of your churches have sponsored you to come here. Right? So it's not something you paid out of pocket. So the local church has nominated you and chosen you because either you're already serving in youth ministry of some kind, maybe it's a campus fellowship, maybe it's the local church fellowship, maybe something else, right? Or again, you are someone who is potentially can be assigned by the church for this role in the future. So this is something that's quite precious. On one hand, it's very precious. On the other hand, it's not, we must keep in mind that it's not a stamp of approval of who we are as Christians. I hope you can understand what I'm trying to convey. On one hand, it's precious because the church council sees that we are good influences, or maybe good examples in the church. But that's just from a church's and man's point of view. Right? It doesn't really mean that from the Lord Jesus' point of view, we are complete or whole either. So sometimes we can deceive ourselves too. We might think that, oh, look, inside the church, I'm doing many important and wonderful tasks. And then we might think that I'm doing okay. I think that the Lord Jesus is pleased with me, and obviously other people are pleased with me. But then it might not be actually the case from God's point of view. Right? So we should treasure this, right? Because it is an honor to be able to serve the church. It's an honor that God has called us to service through the church. But let's remember that that's not the totality either of our Christian life. Nor is it the totality of our Christian service, because Christian service extends much more than just inside the church, these four walls. Right? It extends into this foreign land that we are sojourning in. So I think there's two things that I hope that you can remember during these next few days here. The first is cultivation. We'll be spending several hours talking about the theme, Sojourner in a Foreign Land. You might be wondering when you're going through these sessions, like, what does this have to do with serving in a youth ministry? Well, these topics, even though they may not have direct application or direct relevance to youth service, but it has to do with cultivation. Right? Our service to God will be it will naturally, very naturally reflect how well we have been taking care of ourselves spiritually. Right? Just like maybe some of you at home, your parents, maybe they have a small garden. Or anybody like gardening here? Or have a plant? Right? Yeah, very naturally, if you take care of, recently I just received an orchid, right, as a housewarming gift. It's only been like 2 weeks, right? So far, so good, because the orchids are still there. But we'll see, right? We'll see in a few months' time. Like, when you are cultivating a ground for and then taking care of plants, the health of that plant will naturally reflect how well it's been being taken care of. It's so natural, right? Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Verse 8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Here is a principle that Paul reminds the Galatian churches of, right? That this is a natural law, basically, that you will reap what you sow. Right? And so if you think of ourselves as a plant, and the Bible does speak of ourselves as like a tree many times, it will be the same. Right? If we don't take care of our spirit, our spirituality, then the fruits that we bear will reflect that poor care. It will be sour, it will be rotten, it will be not pleasant to those who are around us, who unfortunately have to interact with us, right? Because we have been placed in a certain position of service. On the other hand, if we do take care of ourselves, we're feeding our heart. We're praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then rekindling that communion with him. Then God, who is absolute good, obviously is a great influence, a great fertilizer for our heart. And then the fruit will naturally reflect that. Right? So that's one of the first things I would like everyone to be mindful of in these 4 days. Cultivation, right? Service to God cannot go without cultivation. If you lack cultivation, eventually the service will not be long-lasting, number one, or it will, in the course of serving, it will not please God. Right? So let's remember to take in all the lessons and to utilize all the prayer sessions to really reinforce that bond, that relationship we have with the Lord Jesus. Okay, because that's where everything's going to come from anyway. Naturally, when we do sow to the Spirit, right, we're taking care of ourselves, then all kinds of good things will happen. In verse 9 and 10, let's read verse 10, right? It says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Right? So, this is another encouragement that Paul gives, but I think it's related because one of the natural fruits that are born when God is really working with us, we're filled by his Spirit, is that we wind up doing good to everybody. We don't lose heart. We are patient. We have a godly vision for what we are trying to do in our life. Okay. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. The second thing to keep in mind is fellowship. Here, this is a national event, so there are people from all over the country that are in similar situations as yourself. So if you, I think we probably know most of the others from various events from the past, but there could be some new faces. In fact, I just met a new face yesterday that I didn't know, and I go to many seminars. Right? So fellowship is also a key component for this seminar. And there will be sessions too, where there will be discussions, there'll be break times, there'll be meal times where as youth coordinators, as youth people involved in youth ministry, you should get to know one another, right? Know what this fellowship is doing, what works, has it been something that's not only working, but is it spiritual, right? Or what's our weakness here? And if it's a weakness here, has any other fellowship faced this, and what was something that could be done? So this type of fellowship and interaction, right? I'm thinking about Chinese now, right? 交流, right? Is very good, is very helpful, and that's why gathering here in one place is very useful. Of course, none of our situations are exactly the same, because different churches have different characteristics. They're made up of different types of people too. So you might not be able to find somebody or other groups that are exactly in the same situation. But we can do the best that we can, right? And try to reap the most that we can for helping the groups that we are serving. Right, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Right? Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 24 and 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This, of course, was written in a different context, right? The Hebrew believers at the time were going through some intense persecution, and so the author is telling them not to forsake gathering together in order to encourage one another. So our situation is not as extreme, but still, gathering together is something that's very beneficial, because not just to make new friends and to have a good time and share some laughs, but especially from a spiritual point of view, it's to consider one another, right? To show love and be mindful of the needs of other people. And then to stir one another up, right? You see somebody, maybe there is a campus fellowship coordinator who has been there for a year or two already, right? And maybe they're kind of sad, right? Maybe they're discouraged. Right. Maybe you've gone through something like that, right? So we can spend the opportunity to stir one another in this love. So 25, verse 25 tells us then we should exhort one another. If also we see that other people, other youth coordinators are doing something that actually is not so godly, yeah, then we should be exhorting one another too. We know that's not right in the sight of God. So to exhort one another. So let's not fall into any of the extremes. Maybe sometimes when we come to a gathering like this, some may come here mostly, right, in the deep bottom of their heart, it's mostly for friends, right? Because maybe some of you know each other. Right? But if your heart is there in that place, actually your service to God won't improve at all. Your relationship with others maybe will improve, but your service to God won't improve at all. And the other extreme is maybe some people, I don't know, maybe some people here are only here for the sermons, right? I don't know, maybe. And then maybe won't really interact with other people, won't talk to other people. But, you know, oh, the Word of God is, they know the Word of God is really precious, and thank God. But then outside of the actual lessons, maybe there's really no fellowship going on, right? And because we're not really putting ourselves out there. So let's not fall into those extremes. In that case, your service won't really improve either. Even though maybe your relationship with God is improving, but the way you can tell if your relationship with God is improving is also in your interaction and service to other people. We need to be balanced. I'm sure most of you and many of you are. Don't neglect your relationship with God. That's what cultivation is for. Don't neglect your relationship with your fellow brothers and sisters. And the same thing can be extended back home too. It's not just in this seminar or any other seminar, right? And then very naturally, when your love from the Lord Jesus Christ is kindled, everything that we do will reflect that. And people will be able to see that it's through our love and our service to our brother that we can see, that we truly are loving the God that we cannot see. So may God really bless these next few days. I hope it really is beneficial for all of you. And then indirectly then will be beneficial for the ministries that we are serving in. Let's now come up and pray together. We ask our pastors to lay hands on our youths. And then this is a prayer. So let's, maybe for some of you, it's been a long semester in college. And maybe there were times you really did neglect the Lord. Now is a good time to, not only to this prayer, but the next few days is a good time to reflect and see, reflect on that relationship. The more time we spend with God in prayer and Bible reading, the closer we will be with Him. We really see His heart and know what He desires of us. Let's now come and pray together.